Scientists in Kenya say it's a game changer that challenges our understanding of the story of humankind. They've discovered stone tools that are hundreds of thousands of years older than any others ever found. They date back 3.3 million years, and that indicates they were made by a species that preceded humans. Thomas Ariti has our report.
The discovery was a stroke of luck. Anthropologist Jason Lewis was on a scouting trip one morning in northwest Kenya with his colleague Sonia Hamand. After getting lost, they climbed a hill near Lake Turkana and began to explore the surrounding scrubland. It was there that they stumbled across strange-looking stone flakes. That was in 2011, and Jason Lewis says it's taken time to prove the importance of the find.
The saying goes, extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. And so even though we were convinced from the very first day that these tools are very old, that they're clearly knapped and are from an original in situ context, we had to document all of that very carefully with our team of international experts, and we're very pleased with the result. We're still excavating the site, and there's still more information coming out all the time.
The stones were found just above a layer of volcanic ash that dates back about 3.3 million years. That makes the artifacts 700,000 years older than any other such tools ever found. Dr. Tyler Faith is an archaeologist from the University of Queensland.
This pretty much rewrites the textbook explanations of human evolutionary history, and this really opens the door and suggests that there may be a much deeper archaeological record than we ever imagined.
It's not entirely clear what the tools were for, but the most likely use was to process plants for food. And the age of the artifacts, 149 in total, isn't the only startling aspect of this discovery. Dr. Faith says it appears the tools were made by an ape-like creature that preceded humans.
The textbook answer was that stone tools were first used by the genus Homo, which includes us, Homo sapiens. There's very little probability that Homo was around at 3.3 million. So this would suggest that an earlier human ancestor, probably Australopithecus, which includes the famous Lucy skeleton known from Ethiopia, is probably making and using some kind of stone tools.
Dr. Nick Taylor from the National Centre for Scientific Research in Paris carried out the study after the tools were found. He says scientists recently found other evidence that challenged our understanding of mankind, but it wasn't of this magnitude.
There was evidence from some bones found in Ethiopia, aged to 3.4 million years, that it's been argued show evidence of cut marks. So this gave an indication previously that maybe there were stone tools of this kind of age range somewhere. But this is the first time that they've actually been found.
For archaeologist Tyler Faith, it could be just the beginning.
Now that we've sort of broken the barrier, we can no longer say that the earliest stone tools are associated with Homo. That sort of leaves open endless possibilities. And the reality is, finding the oldest anything is difficult. You know, there's only one example of the oldest. You know, you need to do a lot more searching around and archaeological survey and excavations to continue to find the older examples.
The research has been published in the journal Nature.
Thomas Ariti.